morning and is picking up the 3-CD Joni Mitchell set as her thank you gift. That is available for a pledge of $88.50. If you'd like to become a monthly contributor via our Solar program, a sustainer of local radio, that's just $7.50 a month. It's an automatic transaction between our bank and your bank. Very easy way to stretch your gift out throughout the course of the year, and it means a lot to the station because this is how we pay for what we do. Asking individuals, giving them periodic opportunities to participate in an independent media resource, which is a rare thing in this day and age, and certainly we believe a very necessary thing. We're celebrating International Women's Day this morning with a focus on an extraordinary artist, Joni Mitchell. And we have a bit more to go, Paul. I know you've got some great stuff in the final 20 minutes, but right now, folks, we really want to light up the phones. 303-449-4885. KGNU Music Director Indra Raj is back with us. How are we doing towards that goal, Indra?
Yeah, you know, we're getting there. We're almost there, and we really just need that final extra push to reach our $1,500 goal. And, you know, if we reach that, we have a matching gift of a challenge of $500 extra on top of that. So we really want to get there. Please give us a call at 303-449-4885 to make your pledge of support. And we have a bunch of great thank you gifts that, you know, you can get based on how much you pledge. Just a couple things that I'll mention. We are going to be having our KGNU Arugula Summer Bash this August. And if you pledge $60 today, you have the option of receiving free tickets to that great, great time. It's going to be a big, fun outdoor party, DJs, bands, great food, just a really good time. So that's an option for you. Another thing is for anyone who pledges $88.50, you have the option of choosing from one of KGNU's wonderful t-shirts for men and women. We've got t-shirts from our news and music departments, a really amazing new news t-shirt, which if you haven't seen it yet, please go on the website and check it out. It's really wonderful, inspirational, relevant to what's going on right now. So please check that out. And the last thing I wanted to mention is that anyone who pledges their support between now and the end of our drive, which is on March 19th at 2 p.m., is automatically going to be entered into a drawing, to win a pair of tickets to either the 44th Telluride Bluegrass Festival, which is 4-day passes with camping, and that's June 15th to 18th. Really, really great. And the other thing you'll be entered in for is the 45th annual Rocky Grass, which is July 28th through 30th, 3-day passes. So many great artists. Speaking of women, we've got Nora Jones on the bill, Sarah DeRose, one of my personal favorites. So definitely anyone who pledges, you are going to be entered into that contest. So please pledge your support. We're so glad to be featuring Joni this morning. And thank you to Sam and Paul for putting together such a thoughtful musical set for us this morning.
Well, thank you, Indra. And of course, it's all Paul Epstein, who has a seemingly bottomless well of extraordinary and very hard to find and hear music. And doing it again with Joni Mitchell, the 3-CD set available for an $88.50 pledge. Just a few hundred more dollars, folks, in the waning moments of the Morning Sound Alternative, and we'll reach our goal and get an extra $500. So please join us if you haven't done it yet at 303-449-4885 or pledge online at kgnu.org. The Joni Mitchell CD is only on offer during this program.
And the resources are important, but it's ultimately the bottomless well of enthusiasm I have for the music, the love for Joni Mitchell, and for the sharing of music with my fellow members of the community. That's what KGNU is all about. It really is about sharing music, sharing love of art, and sharing concern for our world as it is and where it's going. So we ask you to join us here in this last stretch, 303-449-4885. We're going to close or begin this final set with another something you'll never get anywhere else. It's something I specifically put together for this, and it mashes up a couple of different things together. Do we have anyone else to announce, or are we ready to go?
No, I think we're ready to go to this next bit, and then 303-449-4885. Hopefully we'll be back at the top of the hour with more people to thank.
Yeah, okay, well then we'll get to this. This is from her landmark album, which I think Sam and I both agree is possibly her well, in her greatest period, Hissing of Summer Lawns. And I put together a two different versions of this amazing song, The Jungle Line, which is one of the first songs to utilize sampling in rock and roll. She sampled some African drumming. But this is this takes a demo version of it and mixes it up with a version from a Herbie Hancock record with Leonard Cohen doing the vocal, and it mixes it with Joni. So hang on and enjoy it. And while you're listening, call 303-449-4885 and let's keep this going.
Rousseau walks on trumpet paths, safaris to the heart of all that jazz. Through eye bars and girders, through wires and pipes, the mathematic circuits of the modern nights. Through huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. She brings the beer. Rousseau paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eye and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above the five-piece band.
He hangs it up above the jungle line. The jungle line, the jungle line, screaming in a ritual of sound. Drifting on the air-conditioned wind and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funneled through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats. Charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet, it slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge.
Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paul Epstein, that was interesting. Remind us what that was again.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed that. That was The Jungle Line from her 1975 album, Joni Mitchell's 1975 album, The Hissing of Summer Lawns. And it was two versions. There is a Herbie Hancock album called River, tribute to Joni Mitchell, where he gets all kinds of great people to do Joni Mitchell songs. And on that was Leonard Cohen, who, as we know, died recently and is also one of the absolute great Canadian artists, somebody who we should do a special on one of these days. And I thought it would be a nice farewell to him and a fitting tribute to Joni. So we mashed up a demo of her version of Jungle Line with Leonard Cohen singing it with Herbie Hancock. And there was a little bit of a jarring tempo shift there, but hopefully it worked for you. It worked for me.
It was cool. And we're going to get in just about one more cut and then a special segment coming up at noon for Women's Day and then the afternoon sound alternative. More fantastic special programming to come during our spring membership drive. Thank you, everybody, for contributing. If you haven't done it yet, and particularly if you would like this 3-CD set of Joni Mitchell live cuts, rarities, demos that Paul Epstein has put together, that is just on offer during this Wednesday morning sound alternative. So pick one up now for an $88.50 pledge at 303-449-4885. That's 303-449-4885. And you will keep diverse, eclectic, and independent music flowing to you and everybody else along the Front Range of Colorado through your support of KGNU. 303-449-4885. So we're going to end with a hit, Paul.
We're going to end with a hit from a very important concert in Vancouver in 1970 to celebrate Greenpeace. Again, with that, her boyfriend at the time, James Taylor, playing in the background, and other band members. Here's Big Yellow Taxi with a little surprise appended to it.
Got to leave. gonna tell your papa too. Bum, 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 ba da da da. Just exactly what I'm gonna do. Bum, 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 ba da da da. Now I wanna get married on a night in June. Mm-hmm. Make love by the light of the silvery moon. Mm-hmm. Now I love her and she loves me. Both as happy as we can be. Make a love underneath the apple tree.
Oh, that was great, Paul. Thanks for digging that one up. Bonnie Maroney and Big Yellow Taxi.
That is really a fun one. And she often relates back to those early high school dances and gymnasium dances. They were so influential on her. And it's really sweet to hear her do that. And
yeah.
It's sweet to have all this support we've gotten for this show. So thank you, everybody. This was very rewarding.
Yeah, everybody came through. We thank you all for your contributions. We appreciate your interest in Joni Mitchell. And more than that, we appreciate your support of community radio and this incredible resource that is KGNU. It's been here for 38, going on 39 years because of your support. You know, we'll thank a few more people, Paul, and then we have a special Women's Day segment at noon, and then the afternoon sound alternative will be right after that. Terry McFarlane in Denver and Gail in Boulder, both pledging during the Joni Mitchell special. And we really, really appreciate that. Chet Grabowski, longtime member, enjoying the Joni special. Thank you, Chet. Thanks to everybody who's called in. Thanks to all the volunteers answering the phones this morning as well, making it easy for you to pledge your support to 303-449-4885. And for the next 3 minutes, you could still pick up a copy of this 3-CD set. We got to, I don't know, maybe half of it, maybe not even that, Paul.
No, I don't think even half. There's a lot more really great and rare stuff to get. And this is the only way you can get it. It won't be available afterwards. You won't be able to come to Twist and Shout and twist my arm into giving it to you. The only way to get it is to pledge 303-449-4885, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, all the surrounding areas. Pledge your support for Joni Mitchell, for community radio, for free thought, and you will get your, in the clouds, your associate producer's credit.
And such a poet, such an incredible guitar player, beautiful singer, and really one of the great songwriters of our time, Joni Mitchell. We'd love to give you this 3-CD set. We thank you for your participation in it. And, you know, this is just day one. There are going to be many great specials coming up. Paul, you'll be back Saturday for the Grateful Dead special.
Correct.
A tradition on KGNU. So, Deadheads, you got to tune in Saturday night for that. And there's just going to be a whole lot more great programming throughout the 2017 Spring Membership Drive. It's just a fun time to be around this great station and to participate in it as a volunteer, as a contributor, and spread the word as well, because your word of mouth advertising is really the best way that KGNU gets out to the community. So tell a friend to tell a friend about the station, and we thank you very much. We're going to send it back to Indra in the Boulder studio. Keep calling, keep listening, 303-449-4885.
Thanks, guys. That was the Morning Sound Alternative, and stay tuned for the Afternoon Sound Alternative coming on right after this announcement.
This is Tim Russo, KGNU Station Manager. In recognition of International Women's Day, KGNU wants to recognize and thank all of the many, many women who have been and continue to be vital to the history and future of KGNU. KGNU would simply not exist without the ample participation of the dedicated women who produce, program, DJ, host, manage, and volunteer every day at our community radio station. Amplifying today's A Day Without a Woman actions happening across the country at this very moment, we bring you the deafening sound of a media landscape without the participation of women.
White coat holding a Kalashnikov.
An influential group representing Japanese scientists has pledged to continue its ban on military research. A natural rock arch that was one of Malta's best-known tourist attractions has been destroyed by a storm.
everyone's just been talking about it. It's like people have lost a loved one.
And the exercises to supersize your memory. All here on the Newsroom from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. Firefighters in Guatemala say at least 19 people have died in a blaze at a children's home southwest of the capital, Guatemala City. About 20 others were injured and 60 children escaped. Our Central America correspondent Will Grant reports.
The blaze ripped through the Virgin de Asunción children's home outside the capital in minutes. Firefighters battled to contain the flames as desperate family members arrived at the scene to try to find their loved ones. The fire was believed to have started in one of the bedrooms, although the exact cause still isn't known. One volunteer fireman was quoted as saying at least 19 people had died and that at least 9 of them were children. Many have also been injured.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has rejected claims that her government was negligent in its handling of the emissions cheating scandal at the car giant Volkswagen. She was speaking before a parliamentary committee of inquiry. Theo Leggett reports.
Mrs. Merkel told the inquiry she first learned of the allegations against Volkswagen from reports in the media. She said it was regrettable that the company had misled US regulators and rejected suggestions that the German authorities had been negligent. Blame for the scandal, she insisted, lay with Volkswagen itself. She said she'd not attempted to influence subsequent investigations. She did, however, admit lobbying in Brussels to water down plans for more stringent emissions testing procedures in Europe. Her appearance before the inquiry came as a result of concerns among some MPs that the government had been too lax in its treatment of the car industry.
Officials in Afghanistan say more than 30 people have been killed in an attack on a military hospital in the capital, Kabul. 4 men, at least one wearing a suicide jacket, launched the attack on the Serdar Daoud Khan Hospital. Some entered the building dressed as doctors. The Islamic State group says it carried out the attack. 2 US congressional committees are considering proposals to replace Obamacare, the health insurance law set up by President Barack Obama. Supporting the new bill, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, described it as an exciting conservative reform which would return power to doctors, patients and state governments. But many Republicans oppose the new plan. Nick Bryant in Washington explains.
A lot of people voted for Donald Trump because of his promise that he would repeal Obamacare. They were fed up with spiraling health premiums. It was one of the reasons, I think, that the momentum in the final stages of the campaign moved towards Donald Trump and away from Hillary Clinton. But if you look at the studies, look at how the new system would work under these new proposals from the Trump administration and the Republican House leadership, the very people who are complaining about some of the rises, which is poorer people, working class people, some people in their 50s and their 60s, who are a lot of them key supporters of Donald Trump, is precisely those people who are going to see their premiums increase even further.
World news from the BBC. The South Korean technology giant Samsung says it's urgently investigating claims from WikiLeaks that the CIA has used the firm's smart televisions to spy on some users. Documents released by WikiLeaks appear to reveal that the American spy agency has developed ways to listen in on smartphones and internet-connected televisions. Apple said it had already addressed some of the vulnerabilities. In its latest advance against the Islamic State group in Mosul, the Iraqi army says it's retaken a prison where the jihadists reportedly carried out mass executions. The Iraqi military said it was now in full control of Badouche prison to the northwest of the city, as well as a key road nearby, cutting the jihadists' last route west. French police, investigating the murder of 4 members of the same family, have found human remains and jewellery at the farmhouse of a relative in Brittany. Pascal Troadec disappeared 3 weeks ago with his wife, Brigitte, and their 2 adult children, Sébastien and Charlotte. His brother-in-law, Hubert Cauissin, confessed to killing them with a crowbar earlier this week, following a row over family inheritance. A study of traces of dental plaque stuck to the teeth of Neanderthal remains reveals that they use natural versions of aspirin and antibiotics to help alleviate health problems some 40,000 years ago. Helen Briggs has the details.
Intriguingly, Neanderthals at a cave site in Belgium were prolific meat eaters, dining on rhinoceros and wild sheep, supplemented with mushrooms. Others, living further south in Spain, were largely vegans, consuming moss, bark and pine nuts. But what's more surprising, perhaps, is that some were dosing themselves with medicinal plants. Scientists think the sick Neanderthal chewed the bark of the poplar tree, which contains a chemical related to aspirin, and he may also have been using penicillin long before we developed antibiotics.
BBC News.
And that was the BBC News. Here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, this is the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Thanks to Sam and Paul for the Joni Mitchell special. That was absolutely incredible on the Morning Sound. They got about $3,500, Joel.
That's a lot of money,
that
Dave.
That is a lot of money. I'm joined with Joel Davis, Terrasonic, and everything else that you're involved with. Great to have you here. Thank you so much for helping.
Great to be here.
And today is, actually, you probably already know, International Women's Day.
I've heard about that.
And so we've called together some music. This is basically a representation of female artists that I enjoy. There's no real theme here necessarily. It's not too political. There may be some politics in there, whatnot. But basically the whole format of this is just female musicians and producers and artists that I enjoy. So hopefully you'll enjoy it too. And we do have a goal of $1,000. This is our first day of the drive here, so let's do this. Let's knock it out of the park. Let's get to that $1,000.
Oh, absolutely. It's we've got off to a fantastic start this morning on the Morning Sound Alternative with Sam and Paul, as you said, with the Joni Mitchell special. Today we've got our International Women's Day theme, the theme of no theme, kind of, just celebrating women and music, and I'm looking forward to hearing your selections for
Thank
that.
You.
We're also expecting Daka Braka, Ukraine,
right,
ethno chaos band.
Absolutely incredible.
Just arriving in the States today and just arriving in the studio right now. They're just walking in and they will be performing live for us tonight. They're playing tomorrow night at the Newman Center at DU and a show that KGNU is presenting. I've had the pleasure of seeing Daka Braka a couple of times and they are a fantastic band. So I'm very extremely excited to have them here in the studio with us today. So we've got a great afternoon of music lined up for you, recorded and live, plus you and me, Dave. Just the magnetism and charisma of you and me.
What can you say about that?
Not much, so let's not even say anything else about it.
Yeah, let's wait till the end before we pat ourselves on the back. But no, we are trying to get to that $1,000. The number to call is 303-449-4885. That's 303-449-4885. Evan is our shift captain out there manning the phones. We have a lot of people out there. And just a shout out to the women of this of the station and of the world, but of this of KGNU specifically. Really glad that you showed up today. You could have easily taken the day off, a day without a woman. Is that
without women, yeah.
Day without women. So we do appreciate that. Indra, our new music director, is fantastic. And I mean, basically, this station is primarily women are the mechanism that keeps it going. So without them, we would be lost.
Yes.
And a shout out to Tim Russo too, as well, for that very important International Women's Day action statement in the very beginning of the show. Very powerful. Very true. So we can't do it without them, and we certainly can't do it without you and your pledges. We have tons of things to give away. Also, if you pledge $40 even, I've made a couple discs, a disc of music. Some of it won't be on the show. Most of it will be, but there are some hidden tracks in there. There is a Joni Mitchell tune on there that I won't be playing because of the special we just heard. We don't want to overkill it. But tons of great music. And also a bonus disc of some of the weirder women in music that will also be featured on today's Afternoon Sound Alternative. Thank you in advance. Let's get those pledges rolling in. 303-449-4885. Going to start off a little slow, a little deep, a little Betty LeVette, and we'll work our way through it, and we'll see how we'll come back in a few minutes and see who we can thank. But let's do this, please. 303-449-4885. And you can also pledge securely online at kgnu.org.
I was born by a river in a little old tent.
just like that river. I've been running ever since. It's been a